Good morning, everyone. This is Summer Minnick, Deputy Executive Director at the League, and I want to thank you for joining our fourth webinar on the COVID-19 pandemic. We have the honor of having Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist here with us today to discuss the new executive order 2020-21, Stay Home, Stay Safe, which is a three-week shelter-in-place order that began at midnight last night. As you are aware, there are exemptions in this order for many public service operations provided by you, our frontline local government leaders. However, the implementation of that order still raises many questions, and we are grateful that he has agreed to address as many as possible in our time today. We were able to submit many of your questions to the Lieutenant Governor in advance of this discussion. As such, there will be no live questioning occurring during this webinar. However, should you have additional questions, please utilize the online portal option that we created with the administration to get questions answered as quickly as possible, available on our coronavirus resource page at www.mml.org. Lieutenant Governor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. I want to thank MML for hosting this call and for being a partner to help make sure that we're connecting with municipal leaders and municipal just workers and people all across the state of Michigan on behalf of the governor. And I really appreciate how everyone is stepping up and really banding together during this time. I also thank all of you for the leadership that you're showing at the local level, at the level of government that touches people most. You're the front line and getting a lot of questions, a lot of concerns from real residents, from businesses, and everyone. These are unprecedented times. And what I have been heartened by is the number of people and just the broad diversity of people who are stepping up in new and different and important ways to really have a spirit of working together and of collaboration to try to figure this stuff out, because we're all doing things that we've never seen, things we've never seen before, and therefore having to do things that we've never done before. And I appreciate the courageous leadership that's being shown in that context. As everyone knows, yes, we have implemented this emergency order for people to stay at home, to stay safe so that we can save lives, that went into effect at midnight. And that is really with two things in mind. The first is the governor and I thinking about, first and foremost, our primary responsibility as public servants, which is to protect and promote the public health and public safety of the people of Michigan. That is the overwhelming driving factor behind the decisions that we've been making since really before coronavirus was known to be present in the state of Michigan. And certainly after we have had our first confirmed cases. So folks know we have more than 1,300 confirmed positive cases to this point, 15 people that we know of have passed away, and that number is increasing every day. The rate of increase, the rate of community spread, the rate of the virus is spread within our community is something that we are very mindful of and really are trying our best to get out ahead of. And that is the second reason why we took the action that went into effect at midnight to ask everyone to stay home, to stay safe, so that we can do our best to limit the transmission, mainly so that we do not overwhelm our healthcare system. If we're looking at countries like Italy and others that are really being overwhelmed by this virus and by this infection, it's happening because they saw these spikes in the cases and the healthcare system did not have the capacity to handle it. And we're trying to get ahead of that as best as we can in Michigan by slowing the transmission. The other thing we need to do is ensure that we have an access to a pipeline of tests, of personal protective equipment for medical professionals. And these are the sorts of materials and resources that, frankly, we are working hard to ramp up, but we, as of right now, do not yet have. So this effort, this order is an effort to buy time so that we can prepare to catch up, to understand the community spread, so that we can respond to it. We're leaning very heavily on our congressional delegation as they negotiate supplemental packages that will need to provide resources that will help people, individuals, in these uncertain times, things like unemployment insurance and access to healthcare, to help businesses, particularly the small businesses that are really impacted by these orders to shut down most services for the temporary time being, to support our educators, and the parents and families who, you know, like many of you are probably like mine, I have twin first graders at home that my wife and I are trying to figure out how they can have some kind of positive educational experience, or for the, you know, the kids in the state who get two healthy meals from school on a daily basis, making sure that they can still get the food delivered to them. We need a lot of support and partnership from the feds on that too. So I wanted to just give that as overall perspective on why we've taken the action that we've taken and some of the things that we've taken into consideration. I want to clarify that the order is in place for 3 weeks. At the end of the order, we do lay out some of the decision points that we will be keeping a close eye on that will help us determine whether we will be able to end this order in 3 weeks or whether the time frame will need to be different than 3 weeks. That has to do with, as I said, the amount of testing and personal protective equipment and ventilators and other medical supplies that we'll need to respond to this, our capacity, the capacity of our hospitals and healthcare system to be able to handle the increase in cases, because the number of cases will increase as we increase testing. Some of the economic indicators about how we're able to handle things with our support from the feds and other resources. So we're going to need to have those decision points continue to be monitored, and it's going to be an open conversation within the administration about how we need to best respond. We're going to need you all's input and partnership on this. I know Jim Flood and other parts of the administration have been working and reaching out to you, so please continue to communicate with our public affairs and community affairs team to ensure that, and we're going to do our best to make sure that we have your questions answered. Related to the emergency order specifically to stay home and stay safe, we are through our legal team, our Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity, Health and Human Services, or Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, we are working to route all of the questions about whether a particular activity or particular worker at a particular business or that function is covered by this order or not. We're routing all those questions through them. We're going to be having an FAQ that is updated on an ongoing basis at the michigan.gov/coronavirus website. That'll have information that you can point employers toward for some of the general questions that we believe are applicable across the state. But continue to reach out to Leo as you have questions that are specific to businesses in your municipality where it may be unclear. As was indicated in the introduction, we are including in what's considered operations or workers who are working on things to protect and sustain life, things like our utility systems, the water systems that many of you manage, public safety, and public health as well. So that is part of it. The spirit of this order is to greatly reduce the number of people who are out and about unnecessarily. Note that it is different than the action that was taken in some other states where people were literally asked not to go outside. We didn't say that. You know, people can go out and they can take a walk or walk their dog or get their stir-crazy children outside. We're just asking people to be smart and to practice social distancing when they're outside, but we're not forcing people to literally stay inside. We just want people to stay safe. And so that's the motivation behind what we're doing. We thank everyone for the partnership and also being clear about how you're talking about it and being sort of mindful of how you're talking about it to not raise the panic level or raise the level that everyone's on edge any more than they already are because of the sort of communal anxiety around this virus and its spread. But we can get through this. We can work together, and we can frankly come out of this, I think, closer and better connected, for more empathetic and more understanding of how our neighbors and our family members are really experiencing the world, and also better connected because I think people are going to be better about checking up on one another and make sure that people are okay, and recognizing that their individual actions have an impact on the lives of others. So that's what I'm thinking about. And for the elected and appointed officials on the call, you know, I know everyone worked really hard to get to the position that they're in, to ensure that to be a public servant. And all of that hard work was because it was meant for you to be in leadership in a time like this, to have the responsibility of working with people and the people who you serve to ensure that they have what they need to push through this situation. And so I thank you for that service and that commitment and working together with our administration to do everything we can to protect the people of Michigan.
Okay, thank you, Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist, for taking the time to address our local government leaders. We appreciate your assistance on this and the many other issues we've been working with your office on regarding the intersection of our statutory obligations and these new executive orders and rules being implemented in this unprecedented time. For our participants on the webinar, some of those issues we are working to resolve include, but are not limited to, several issues related to the conducting of upcoming elections and deadlines in election laws, several nuances with cities who levy an income tax due to the pushback federal date, public hearing requirements as part of the state grant submissions, and FOIA request delays due to reduced or closed municipal buildings. This is in addition to any of the supplemental funding recently passed and being considered at the state and federal level. As always, we appreciate your engagement and support as we strive to identify all of the ways we can assist you during this time. Please do not hesitate to reach out to any of us at any time. And thank you to the members of the Michigan Townships Association and Michigan Association of Counties for joining us on this call today. We greatly value our relationship as partners in local government service delivery. Thank you, and that concludes our session this morning.
This has been a production of the Michigan Municipal League. For more information on our programs and services, please visit www.mml.org and join us for the next episode of We Love Where You Live.